Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm in my new studio. Probably sound a little bit different. I actually have some equipment that's just above Tinker Toy level, whereas my old setup was, I wouldn't say amateurish, but now we've invested a little bit more in actually getting my voice across to you. And I'm sitting here looking out the front window onto the street here in Austin, Texas, in what will soon be my open-to-the-public bookstore. But I'm not about to announce the address of my bookstore yet, because we are still setting the place up and making sure it's real nice for the public right here in Austin, Texas. So I love this. This is a hometowny feel. I'm just here on a nice little average street, little business street, little retail area of Austin, Texas, and street off of South Lamar, not on South Lamar now, and down here at ground level looking out the window onto the street from my own little studio that's built into a corner of the front room, front area of the bookstore. Now, isn't that exciting top news? You have tuned in to hear that. But I've been doing my broadcast out of the same little studio in my house for, 7 years? And before that, doing it out of KJFK FM, back when it was talk radio here in Austin, Texas. So it's been many years since I have been in another studio. I mean, obviously, I've been in studio with George Norrie for 3 hours out of the studios of KLBJ AM here in Austin, and I have been in many other, in studio interviews around the country. But it is certainly something new here. It's like I've gotten on a new bicycle after riding the same bicycle for 7+ years. Vehicle bomb kills 20 south of Baghdad. 2 U.S. pilots killed in Iraq helicopter crash. The Super Cobra, or AH-1W Super Cobra attack helicopter, went down, and there have been a bunch of other bombings and shootings and killings. I wonder who's behind it. I wonder, is it British SAS dressed up like Arabs, or is it Israelis dressed up like Arabs, or is it our own CIA dressed up like Arabs when we've caught them all doing it? Is that what's happening this time? Feds to release details of their flu fight plan. They've already told us some of it. Massive martial law control. We'll be getting into that story. Also, Senate Democrats force closed-door session, and I commend them for doing it. I mean, I can't stand Chuckie Schumer and Harry Reid and Dick Durbin, and I can't stand their general policies, but they are trying to score political points against Bush, even though most of them, especially Schumer, voted for the war, by bringing forward the point that we were lied to about WMDs, and we were promised answers about this, and we haven't gotten it. So I want to play a little news clip and analyze some of the propaganda in the clip a little bit later in this hour. Also, there's a little piece concerning Tiananmen Square. And it's not the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, but I think it's important to remember that human beings over in China are standing up and are resisting. We've got a lot of students listening in China. This is just a shout out to all of them that, don't buy this phony reform garbage. As you know, if you look at the facts, your government is getting more and more corrupt, more and more out of control, and that's why it's a darling, a client state of this corrupt global government controlled by these crony capitalists who are not free market. Violent clashes at Mexican border double, and that's just the number of dead federal officers, state officers, county officers, local officers. As we reported 2 months ago, I haven't seen the latest numbers yet in the last 2 months on just the general numbers of dead, but it's over 600. Over 600, yeah, just in this one area of Texas and the Mexico border. But now we do have some new numbers on the numbers of dead cops, and it's doubled. Yes, massive crisis. Asia-Pacific nations to stage mock flu outbreak. We'll get into that. And so much more today. You don't want to miss it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back, of course, live from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have a huge news blitz update on the scores of different stories from Paul Joseph Watson, the editor over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. He'll be joining us. And we're also going to have wide open phones throughout the day. Yesterday, at the end of the broadcast, the last 10 minutes, I kind of threw a fit on air of sorts, and so I apologize for that. For many of you that were listening, you may not even have noticed, but I consider it a loss of control, which I would imagine many of you know as seems to be routine, but you know, it isn't really. A caller called in who'd been holding for 45 minutes, and he griped and complained that he'd been holding too long, saying he'd been holding for an hour and a half. He'd been holding for 45 minutes. We know because I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and the network, the satellite uplinks, the folks running the show are up in Minnesota. And so when the call comes in and then they put it on the computer, you know, the first name where they're calling from for me, it shows the time that name was put there. And it was 45 minutes he was holding. But that doesn't matter. That is a long time to hold. Though if you call in on something like, say, Coast to Coast AM or Rush Limbaugh, if you're even able to get in,
you might be holding an hour or two. So it's not my fault, folks. I mean, we normally load the phone lines by the time the show even starts, and we don't screen phone calls. We don't censor people. And so it does get out of control, though, that the phones are loaded, in many cases, before the broadcast even starts. But in fairness to Wyatt from Maryland, I was a little bit mean to him. You know, he said, I've been holding for an hour and a half. And I said, I'm sorry. And then he kept saying, well, I've been holding too long. And then I said, that's it. I'm hanging up on you. I'm not taking any more phone calls here in the last segment. And, again, I didn't mean to try to punish other people that were holding. It was I was actually frustrated. Believe me, I've got all this news I want to cover. And every news article, I could go into all this detail and show all these connections and different directions and different avenues and give people the actual nuts and bolts down at the microscopic level of how this New World Order operates. I mean, I could take one or two of the articles I have today in front of me, and I could talk all day about just one of these stories. It would be quite easy. But I just don't have the time. And plus, I like to go down rabbit trails. I like to, you know, I start talking about some basic thing, and then I run down a million different other little avenues. And so I do want to take your calls. But at the same time, I want to have guests on, and I want to be able to go over the news myself and take my time. So some days we take calls, other days we don't. Some days we take nothing but calls, other days we cover nothing but news. And there's been many times where I just don't take a single call, and I just talk and cover news for 3 hours. And a lot of people, I think some of you might be surprised to know, the majority of the emails I get commenting on program format, which seems to be pretty helter-skelter at times, are, yeah, don't take calls. Just cover news and have guests on. Just get into analysis. But, frankly, I like calls. I like the directions you take us in. I like the points you make. I like it when you disagree with me because that makes for good radio and brings out a lot of different facets that never would have been discussed. But I do apologize to Wyatt, who's been a listener for – the guy's been a listener for almost a decade – and been a friend of the show, actually, sent us a lot of good material. So if Wyatt's out there listening in Maryland, I'm sorry, Wyatt. But, you know, when I did apologize one time, you didn't have to rub it in. So you might need to apologize a little bit. Now, again, that seems like a petty issue to be covering. But I feel like not a fish out of water. I just feel strange. 7 years in the same studio, and I'm in a new studio looking out on a beautiful blue sky and just a beautiful green trees, and a bird sitting over there in a bush about 20 yards from me, and I am just enamored with it because I've been in this little studio in my house for 7 years with the window boarded up with soundproofing, and I just said, you know, so what? I'm going to have a window. A little bit of sound comes in occasionally. Who cares? The rest of this room is soundproofed. And so you may occasionally hear a dog barking. You may occasionally hear ambulance sirens or police sirens as they cook past us. But that will add to the new front porch quality of this broadcast. But, again, that's not why you tuned in to hear endless analysis of what I'm looking at out the window. Just, it's weird. Australia receives threat of terror attack. This is out of the Associated Press, and our comment on this is, what a coincidence, as the government is getting vilified for trying to pass anti-terror legislation that would lock up anti-war protesters for 7 years for their speech. That's public. That's not our spin, folks. That's not our analysis. That's admitted. That would lock up anti-war protesters for 7 years, amongst other travesties. Oh, there's so many. Our Al-Qaeda friends issue a useful threat with the government uses to make its case and threaten the Australian people. Same thing in Britain, same tactic everywhere. I mean, Saddam Hussein comes out and says, I am not with Al-Qaeda. I've been fighting them since I worked with the West. We don't want them here. We've hunted them down. It's all lies. And suddenly, Bin Laden releases a videotape. No, no, I'm with Saddam. No, 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 Colin Powell's telling the truth. I'm with Saddam. And Powell screwed up. He goes before the Senate Armed Services Committee and goes, right now on Al Jazeera TV, they're airing the latest Bin Laden tape where he agrees with us and says he works with Saddam. And all the reporters literally have the video of it, run out of the room because they hadn't heard this new tape. And they come back 5 minutes later. There's no tape on Al Jazeera. Oh, well, they'll be getting it then within a few hours. And literally, he turned red. He literally got flushed. Colin Powell did. This is how ridiculous it is. And over again, right when Tony Blair's in trouble, about to be removed from office in a special election, boom, Al-Qaeda strikes. Then it turns out that SWAT is the top MI6 asset, and they're protecting him, carrying out the bombings. Witnesses, including police and firefighters and people on board the trains, say there were bombs under it with giant holes blown up through it, but they hang big sheets all over it and cover it and tell everybody to shut up and haul off the trains and the bus. Same MO over, and again, here's the problem. You're listening for the first time. You don't believe this. I could give you dozens and dozens of examples right now. I could just stop the presses, cancel Paul Watson coming on, take no phone calls, and talk 100 miles an hour, because I'd have to cover them all, for the next 3 hours, just to cover all the admitted, documented instances of our government and other governments carrying out terror attacks, burning their own buildings, bombing, killing, as a pretext to scare the population into acquiescing to their police state demands. I could do it right now. I mean, here's another example. Of course, I put in my film 3 years ago, The Masters of Terror, a section about the Gulf of Tonkin never happening and the admissions that the U.S. government actually attacked Vietnam and they were smart enough not to fire back, and then they just made it up that our ships had been attacked. Because we had admirals, we had captains, we had people on the destroyers who'd been in major newspapers 35, 40 years ago. I mean, right after it happened, people were in the news talking about it. And then 2 years ago, the LBJ tape comes out. Three different tapes of him saying we staged it and talking to McNamara on the phone about how to use it to get the war going. Well, they wouldn't fire at us, sir, but we were attacking them up in that river area, and they wouldn't shoot back. But press has gotten a hold of it. We're just going to tell them that they attacked us, and this is what you tell the press. All right, I'll deal with it. I mean, I talked about this yesterday. Well, now it's in the Associated Press. It's everywhere. Confirmed. CIA documents declassified that, yes, it was totally staged. So now we have the CIA's own documents. We have McNamara and the president on tape three times. We have the admirals. We have the captains. We have the sailors on the ship. We have them all telling you, and there's still people denying it. So, see, I could talk hours about Gulf of Tonkin. And you'll say, well, nobody got killed in that. I mean, they just staged it. 58,000 Americans did get killed in that process. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. So there is one article covered, and not even properly, but folks, they are passing laws where if you're protesting, they can shoot you and kill you. If you're, quote, are being disruptive. Just click on our archive of it on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. It is legion. They're passing laws over there where if you criticize the government or say that you're against a war, you are arrested for websites. They've already started arresting people, by the way, even before the law passed. That's the tactic. They start doing it and then try to pass the law. It's like Patriot Act 2 has been enforced for 3 years, but they've never passed it. So, you know, this is the type of stuff we're talking about. Australia is even worse than the U.S. now, even worse than England. I mean, they are openly declaring communist Chinese-type powers, Soviet-era-type powers, Nazi-type, Stasi-type, Cuban-type. I mean, this is just unprecedented. And right on time, as their prime minister is in trouble, Mr. Howard, right on time as they're calling to remove him. There's a big revolt. Bin Laden pops up. I'm going to hit Australia. And now they're running and screaming in fear. We'll be hit in a minute. Give us the laws. Oh, help us. Oh, you don't want to pass martial law provisions. Oh, in America, bird flu is going to hit you any minute. And guess what? They're going to have big attack drills now over there in Australia with the Chinese government and others where they're hit by the bird flu. And, oh, martial law is needed for that, too. There's just Bush is announcing it the same day. Howard's announcing it the same day they're announcing it in England. Asia-Pacific nations to stage mock outbreak and practice taking over the local governments and how to deal with all the problems and how to take care of everything. Why, it's just absolutely wonderful. Look at this. Force inoculations beginning of Bush's bird flu plan. I'll give you the latest on the bird flu when we get back. And we'll get into all these new dead U.S. troops and helicopters getting blown out of the sky. And just the ATF's in trouble. Some good news, some luscious news.
and just so much more as I come to you from my Central Texas Command Center, my friends.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Ladies and gentlemen, your calls are coming up in the next segment, and we do have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the second hour with a huge news blitz where we'll cover a whole bunch of different important subjects. Now, understand, when I say this, Ron Paul is on record. I didn't know what Congressman Ron Paul was going to say when I had him on 2 weeks ago, but he said what everybody else is saying, from Ray McGovern to Scott Ritter
to Andres von Bülow, German defense minister, to Michael Meacher, British high-level member of the cabinet who resigned from Blair's cabinet on the eve of the Gulf War II. They're saying all the same things. But I had Ron Paul on, and many of you heard it. We re-aired it. It was so important. And I said, what do you think this bird flu is all about? And he said, well, I think they're preparing to use it for martial law and the smokescreen for the feds to take over the entire government and confiscate our firearms. Now, that's exactly what I've been saying. Not because I'm some genius, not even because Ron Paul, a medical doctor, Vietnam veteran, in Vietnam for 3 years, folks, something else, volunteering. Most conservative member of Congress, don't ever forget that voting record. That's the facts, not the rhetoric. All of this happening, all of this developing. So when we talk about this, this is really going on. They really are federalizing our local cities. They really are federalizing our police. They really are preparing for forced inoculations and military roundups and military lockdowns of major cities and gun confiscation. I remember talking to state police officers that were somewhat high level, that's all I'll tell you, 3 years ago. And getting the same intel from sheriff deputies in Louisiana and in New York, upstate New York, getting the same M.O. Yeah, we've been called into FEMA meetings that we're not allowed to videotape, Alex. And we've been told that there's going to be a biological outbreak and we've got to confiscate the guns because you can't have the people being armed during a quarantine because that would cause riots. Well, everybody knows it's guns in New Orleans, guns in the L.A. riots in the early 90s, guns over and over again that have contained riots when the cops can't or won't do something about it or where they stand down, where Mr. Gates, Chief Gates, told him to stand down because he wasn't going to, you know, quote, lose his men on a pack of criminals. Well, what about defending the citizenry? Oh, but that's not your job. I forgot. You've said you don't have any liability to do that. So they really are gearing up. And so you can count on your government. If there's any type of emergency, a 9.2 earthquake in L.A., which would destroy the city, or whether it's a tidal wave, or whether it's a meteor, or whether it's the bird flu, or whether it's a Al-Qaeda nuke going off in Chicago, or Big D, Dallas, you can count on them locking your city down, moving in sector by sector, and taking your guns. You can count on them breaking you and your family up. You can count on them doing that. And the top experts, the scientists, the people that study mass movement of populations, they have publicly said that bullets don't do anything to stop an outbreak. And that 98% of the funding has been for bullets, not for pills, not for doctors, not for treatment. And then you look at bird flu itself, the top scientist, the top doctor in the government in Canada saying it's a hoax, it's a fraud, it's totally blown out of proportion. The top scientists, the top doctors in Spain, Russia, but we've got our government with Donald Rumsfeld. More articles. Yesterday it was Fortune. Today it's Reuters, CNN, you name it. I mean, look at this. Rumsfeld profits from bird flu scare. We told you this a month ago. Bill Sardi told you this a month ago. So did Mr. Rappaport. A year ago, Tamiflu was known, if at all, as one obscure remedy for influenza, I'm inventing words now, which doctors typically treat with bed rest and chicken soup. Today, with panic mounting over the potential bird flu pandemic, it's the most sought-after drug in the world, as everyone from suburban soccer moms in the U.S. to health officials in London and Taipei scramble to stockpile the pill. At the moment, it seems virtually the entire world is on sick chicken alert. And it goes on to report that Rumsfeld is going to make tens of millions of dollars, and that George Shultz is going to make tens of millions of dollars. I mean, these are the numbers. $35 million for this administration official, $47 million for that administration official, $7 million for this official. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All these top Bilderberg Group members, all these top elitists, I mean, they are cashing in on this Gilead company owned by Roche. It goes on and on. It's so obvious. And they all made money off the scare with the SARS. They always make money off of it. But we'll tell you more about it when we get back after some calls. Tons of news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Studio. I love it. Still got some more soundproofing to do. Got to test these things out live on air, though. So it'll just get better and better. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get back into all the new stuff that's happened with the bird flu. Asia-Pacific nations to stage mock terror outbreak, just like England and the U.S. are. And these are all federal martial law takeover drills. And we have Bush was going to say that he wanted $1.7 billion. Now it's $7 billion. He needs $7 billion more to hand out to his administration officials, literally. And at the same time, we have this bill that's passed the Senate and is now in the House, S-1873, that does several draconian things. Forced inoculations that was already codified and a major stepping stone passed for forced inoculations, page 76 of Homeland Security. They tried to pass the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act at the state levels. That failed in most states when people learned the details of it. Forced quarantines, roundups, when medical workers and police and firefighters found out, first responders found out, they'd have to take it. It just
it died in its tracks. So they just passed it federally. But now S-1873 gives incredible detail, gives us a close-up view. It fills in the gray areas with how they're actually going to carry this out. And it also has a bunch of different sections about quarantines, not just forced inoculations, the funding, mechanisms to do this, and then the biggest thing is that it gives total liability protection, period, to the entire industry, gives them total carte blanche. Imagine, the industry goes and lobbies to force the public to take their product, and then they get liability protection on top of it. That'd be like if gun makers said, you are going to have to own 15 guns. You're going to have to leave them unlocked, laying around your house with children, and if anybody gets their head blown off, you're not going to have any liability. That is the gun maker. You're going, Alex, well, what do you mean? You said gun makers shouldn't have any liability. Yes, the gun makers don't make you buy their guns. They, just like Louisville Slugger doesn't make you buy their baseball bat, or just like a knife maker doesn't make you buy, say, a Puma knife made in Germany. If somebody murders someone using that knife or that baseball bat or that gun, or if somebody has an accident with that gun and it didn't happen because of the product being defective, I mean, sure, if a gun blows up in your face and it's brand new and you were using the wrong ammo, the gun makers are still liable, and they should be. But if some killer robs your house, steals your shotgun, and goes on a killing spree, you're not liable, and the gun maker, Winchester, isn't liable. So this is really, really dangerous. This gives them total liability protection as the government moves to make more and more of these vaccines mandatory and to force the public to take these. And they've even told the police, okay, well, we need people all over the nation to come and train to run quarantines and to engage in forced inoculations of the population. And you don't even have to take it as a first responder. We just want you to force others to take it. How can you morally, as police officers, do that? And I'm here to report that most cops are just saying, you know what, I don't want that duty. You know, I don't care if I'm going to get double pay to go to this training. I don't care if I get some federal bonus. I don't care if I get some federal tin badge, you know, where I'm an auxiliary federal marshal deputy. Firefighters are saying the same thing. And so I do commend you. You know, we bash the police a lot here because they get away with so much. The bad cops get away with so much. We think bad cops should be punished. But there are a lot of good police, and they're saying no to this system. And so for that, we've got to commend you. And so I do commend you. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Arizona. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Well, that was a good...
Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while. I'm actually Mexican American, and I've been on your website listening to some of them things you had, you know, like about September 16th, how you were bullhorning them. I was actually brought up with my grandfather. He was part of the Brown Berets way back then. I actually knew about the plan of San Diego as I was a kid. But I just wanted to call and say thank you for being so truthful and doing the things you're doing. You know, Just all the time and effort you put in, it's taken away from your family. I've learned more about what's going on in this world by subscribing to your website, and even by history than I did in school. So I just want to tell you, not everybody who's Hispanic is against you. I just wanted to thank you.
Well, let me please stay there, John, before you go. I know that. Listen, we know who buys my videos, who subscribes to the website, and if you saw all of the Spanish and Hispanic names, you know, Hispanics are 13% of the population. Well, why are 30% of my video orders Hispanics? Hispanics resonate with my message, and I've said this, more than any other group, more than white people, more than black folks. I know that, and that's what hurt my feelings when I called up this local group and the guy was saying all this racist stuff to me. I said, well, I got a lot of my friends are Hispanic. He goes, oh, that's what you all say. That's racist. And I go, no, it isn't racist. But I'm telling you that I don't dislike Hispanics. I like Hispanics. And so don't try to sit here and say this to me. And look, when Paul Harvey says killing the natives is good and black slaves are good, he's an old, evil white guy. I come out and expose him. When this black professor says kill all the whites, I come out and expose him. When George Bush is tied in with Nazis, I come out and expose him. exposing. And I appreciate you, sir, understanding that. No, it's a minority of radical Hispanics, just like it's a minority of radical whites and radical blacks, and we track the funding back to the very same big foundations that want us all at each other's throats. And so I commend you, sir, and Hispanics in general for seeing through this. I'm just sick of seeing the media act like that this whole La Raza Mecha movement, La Reconquista, is the view of Hispanics. When Hispanics win more Purple Hearts and more Congressional Medal of Honors and more Marine Corps stickers on Hispanics' cars than I see anywhere else, Hispanics are wonderful, patriotic, good people, and the New World Order is trying to sell you on not being patriotic, and it's not going to work, my friend.
Exactly. If more people would, I think if they just thought the truth instead of listening to everybody and you're actually doing a great job about that. And I'm very sorry that some people don't agree with you, but you do have a Hispanic friend here in Phoenix, sir. I just want to let you know that. And if you're ever in my neck of the woods, it'd be a pleasure and an honor to make you a Mexican dinner.
Well, we got lots of good Mexican dinner around here. Believe me, it's half of it's on my waistline right now. That's my favorite food. But go back for me. For those that don't know what the Plan of San Diego is, why don't you tell people? You said I believe your grandfather was a Brown Beret. Tell folks about that.
Right. He was heavily involved with him. I was about 10 years old. I'm in my 50s now. But it was actually a plan, and they used to discuss it there at his house about taking all the area back that they believed was taken away by the white man, and they were actually planning, like you said, to kill everybody from the age of 16 and up, males, so they wouldn't be able to repopulate.
And that is just pure Adolf Hitler behavior.
Exactly. That's just.
And I'm not trying to. I bet if I met your grandfather, who I'm sure is dead now, I bet if I actually had an hour to talk with him, if I could get in a time machine, teleport back to him, I bet you $1 million I could wake him up because. It's just like that black professor saying kill all whites. 90% of what he said was true. He said they're planning to kill the black people. They're enslaving us, our kids, with Ritalin. They're retina scanning us like slaves. The whole world's being turned into a prison. The only thing he got wrong was it's evil people. More white kids are on Ritalin than anybody else. White kids are taking the vaccines full of the poisons. We're all under attack. So I'm sure that your grandfather saw how Hispanics were being treated wrong. There was a lot of racism against Hispanics then, and still is. I'm sure he understood how there'd been a program exterminating Native Americans. The exact same thing that sickos like Paul Harvey says is great. Using biological warfare on natives is great. So see, just because some group wanted to kill your grandfather, he said, we're going to kill you. So see, I actually understand why your grandfather said that. But he's got to get his head around the fact that all white people don't have tails and we're not creeping around wanting to kill everybody. Just like all Hispanics aren't devils with hooves, and horns, creeping around wanting to kill everybody. People get abused, they get pushed around, they get cornered, and the New World Order are masters at funding them. And I'd have said to your grandfather, hey, I know where this came from. Did you know the German government funded you to do this to cause an insurrection? Now explain to me how you're going to kill all the whites, but you're funded by the German government during World War I. And see, then the wheels would have started turning.
Right. They're doing exactly what they said, order out of chaos, divide and conquer. And they've started, it's all happening with television and the movie industry. They're just brainwashing everybody. And I just wanted to call, I know you don't have a lot of time, say thank you for having the cojones to stand up and tell the truth so people like me can actually see, get on your website and find out what's really going on.
Well,
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, I appreciate you, John. Well, John, I'll tell you, when I have a birthday party at my house for my children, and my Hispanic friends come over and Hispanic neighbors and people, and we're all just sitting around having a good time eating birthday cake. I don't like the fact that deep down I have to kind of sit there and go, secretly somebody not like me, and then they have to know, is he one of those white people that may want to kill me? And it's just like black folks, they have to ask, is that one of those racist whites? Now we've got to ask, is that one of those racist blacks? This is designed this way. I want us to live in peace, but to do that, we've got to decry all the groups that are doing this. And notice all this fake leftist stuff about liberation theology. The left won't decry this black professor saying kill all whites. The left won't decry the Mecha crowd saying kill all whites. I mean, I am sitting right now from a restaurant that is about a mile away where the owner openly advocates all this and has it up on the walls in Spanish and has pictures of it up all over his building. I mean, can you imagine? Folks, and I'm not going to go bullhorn him. I'm not going to go protest him because people won't even get it and the media will twist it. But I guarantee you, if there was a Ku Klux Klan group over there with pictures of plans to kill all blacks or Hispanics, I'd go bullhorn it. Now, I just admitted that I am politically a coward. There are so many of these extremist white supremacist people out there who never show up, never protest anything, but they'll say, oh, Alex is evil, he's a sellout. No, you're a sellout, you're evil. You're playing the whole plan. But I can't go bullhorn this restaurant that openly has stuff up on the walls calling for the killing of all whites, because the media will lie about it and people won't get it, and then my Hispanic friends will be watching TV and they'll just hear that I don't like Mexicans and I'm out protesting Mexicans. Now, see, we've got to ask ourselves, why has this been set up this way? Why has this been done this way? Why has this been designed this way? They are just breeding a time bomb here. They have built it, they have designed it, set the trap, pin the time, now you follow. I mean, they are doing it. Another John, this time in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Okay, it looks like Hollywood has enlisted Zorro in the fight against the New World Order. Have you seen the new movie yet?
No, I haven't seen Zorro. It looks pretty cheesy, frankly. I like Antonio Banderas, but I don't like... Okay. I saw the ad for it. It looks ridiculous.
Well, the plot of the movie is this evil count who belongs to a secret society is trying to keep California from coming into the Union, and they were going to sell nitroglycerin to the Confederates, but they belonged to a secret society, and they meet in this tomb like underneath this hacienda, and they got a big seal on the floor, and they're all sitting around this big chairs, and underneath, my wife understands Latin, and she says, well, that's the one world underneath the insignia there. And later on, a priest tells Zorro that this is a secret society trying to take over the world, and so Hollywood seems to be catching on anyway.
Well, I'm. Do you know who Jack Black is?
Yes, I do.
New Line Cinema and Jack Black just bought the rights to John Ronson's book, Them, that I'm a large portion of, and they're going to supposedly make a movie out of that book, and you're going to probably see Jack Black running around playing the part of Alex Jones. And so, I mean, the level of this is just getting too insane.
Well, they've had other, like, did you see The Kingdom of Heaven?
That's a really good movie. Yeah, I did see
that. Yeah, well, the bad knights, the evil knights in that movie were trying to stir up trouble between the Muslims and the Christians, were the Knights Templar, which were the forerunners to the Masons, which is trying to signify that Skull and Bones, which is an offshoot of the Masons, are causing trouble in the Middle East today. And they got another movie coming out called V for Vendetta. I don't know if you've seen the previews of that one.
I have, yes.
This girl, this guy in a mask is fighting against global tyranny. Anyway,
It's got the girl that plays Darth Vader's wife.
Natalie Portman, I think her name
is. Yeah, Natalie Portman, yeah.
But it seems like, they seem to be catching on out there anyway. I told my wife when we were sitting in the audience, I was hoping some people up there in the audience would say, well, my God, our president, we had a president belongs to a group like that,
Well, they're having to throw it in our face. Suddenly, about 3 years ago, the gates lifted, and now they'll just flaunt everything and admit it all. And I think more than that, it's all about desensitization. I mean, there are people in Hollywood that I know personally who are totally obsessed with the New World Order, who know all about the New World Order, who make films fighting it, and I'm not going to name names. I mean, it's more than one person in Hollywood high up. In fact, I know a whole bunch of people in Hollywood. And so when you see these films, they really are trying to expose it. Now, is the New World Order letting that film out because they believe at a subconscious level it desensitizes people? That may be happening. But I just think they can't control this information coming out anymore.
I think they lost control. I think there's a lot of, especially in Hollywood now, a lot of people are starting to take a hard look and say, hey, this ain't about liberal or conservatism. This is about, like you said, freedom or slavery.
If you only knew, because I'm not going to drop names, and people haven't asked me not to drop names, but I'm just not into dropping names. If you knew how many, the pinnacle of Hollywood I've talked to, multiple peaks, not just one top Hollywood person or the other, I mean a whole score of them, and they are freaked out, they are upset. You see, we're getting down to the final equation here, where this isn't a joke anymore. This isn't fun. They're now finding out it is about exterminating 80% of us. It is about total enslavement. Everybody's going to be a slave except for a few thousand people. A lot of people that thought they were elitists because they had $500 million in the bank are finding out they're nothing. They're nothing. And so, look, for every action, there's an equal to greater reaction. It's the law of the universe, God's law. And so as the New World Order rises, sir, you've got to realize our power is going to rise. You've got to realize that.
Well, I'd like to hope to think that there's going to be resistance to them, that the people are not going to sit still and knuckle under the tyranny. I don't know if they're living in Disneyland up there or what, but they should know that. And most of the people that grew up in the World War II movies where the people in Europe rose up against the Nazis, they must know that they're going to have one heck of a trouble on their hand when it happens.
Well, they do know that. That's why they're putting in a military MIT design control grid. The Pentagon admits these cameras, these microphones, these transponder readers, that was Pentagon designed 15 years ago. Pentagon brags it is a population control grid. It is an electronic straitjacket. And look, the veneer of civilization is very, very thin. And when this stuff comes down, they plan on us all having a big race war. It's not going to happen. We're going to neutralize the race war. We're going to come together, and we're going to smash the New World Order. We know who the enemy is. You hear that, Queen Elizabeth?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here in a few minutes. Paul Watson joins us in about 10, and we're going to get into a whole cornucopia, a plethora of issues.
But before I do that, now is the time to take advantage of the specials we're running on my videos, on my documentary films, on the T-shirts, and on the other books and videos and books on tape and CDs, books on CDs that we're carrying. If you go to infowars.com or prisonplanet.com, you can link through the secure shopping cart and look at all the different specials. It's really easy to do. In fact, on the front page of infowars.com, we have a whole slew of the specials right there. You can get three of my T-shirts for $9.95 apiece. When you get three T-shirts, it's $29.95. Three T-shirts, any T-shirt you want, any three you want, three of the same, three different ones, any size you want. Made in America, sweatshop free, $9.95 apiece when you get three. You can get one shirt for $15 or $14.95 to be precise. You can get The Masters of Terror, you get The Road to Tyranny, you get Police State, Three Total Enslavement. We've got a whole bunch of specials where you get all my videos at just a massive percentage off. We have my three best DVDs, Martial Law, The Road to Tyranny, and American Dictators. And that's over 7 hours of footage for only $44.95. That's a $30 discount. So it's $44.95. And that's only going through Christmas, only going through the first of the year, January 1st, on those insane specials. We'll have some new specials after that. But please take advantage of this. When you get the videos, please make copies. Put them on local access TV. Show them at your college. Show them at your high school. Present them at your local dorm. Go rent a movie screen and put it up at the park and show it to people. I just want to get this material out. I want to warn the public about the New World Order. That is my burning desire. That is the focus and the thrust of everything we do. And the power of you, the listeners, getting the videos, making copies, getting them out to people is massive. So go to InfoWars.com to peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart to see the new specials and to watch clips of the film, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and for 15 cents a day, see them all online and download copies and burn copies right now at prisonplanet.tv. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I did a little number crunching on the NAFTA Senate votes, and I was breaking it down by the states that voted overwhelming, the ones that voted against it, and then the states that, one voted one voted the other. And I got some pretty interesting things out of it. If you pair up your Republican and Democrat states, they overwhelmingly vote for it. So if we took, one Democrat and one Republican senator, they would vote for it. But if you split them, if you paired up Democrats with each other and Republicans with each other, then it would have barely passed by two votes. And I was thinking about making it a interactive web page where people can change different parameters, like if this happened, what would the vote be? If we had pure Democrats, how would it turn out, Republicans? And I was going to ask if there are web pages out there like that so I could send it to you and make it look like that.
Well, I guarantee you this. If you build something like that, that's interesting. You ought to write an article about it and send it to us. We'd post it. Stay there, though. I want to find out. I mean, boil it down for us, because I'm kind of ignorant. I'm not getting all of it. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.